Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, by the way. I'm on the road. I'm traveling. I'm in, I'm standing in Virginia Beach, but I'm hard by to Hampton Roads, and I'm here working with the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce and the Small Business Development Center and all the folks here, including a guy named Warren Harris, who is director of the Economic Development Center for the city of Virginia Beach, which is a neighbor of Hampton Roads. And he's here right now to talk to us about how these guys get things done around here. Warren, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks very much for inviting me.
It's good to have you here. And so I'm at the Westin Hotel in Virginia Beach, right?
Yep, you're staying in our new Virginia Beach Town Center.
It's beautiful.
Mixed-use development, yep.
This is a beautiful property. I got in late yesterday afternoon, but this is a wonderful prop. Folks, if you have a chance to come to Virginia Beach area, check out the Westin Hotel. It's really nice. The people do a great job here. Good customer service. Warren, tell us about your economic development organization.
Well, as you mentioned, I head up our economic development program for the city of Virginia Beach. We look at our program being one that helps to generate new revenue to the city by expanding and luring businesses that obviously generates tax revenue for the community. But also we look at them as an opportunity to create the jobs that are necessary for our economy and for our citizens in our community as well. So our program is multifaceted. We work with all types of businesses, and we're very fortunate to have a very active business community and the support of our regional chamber in that process as well.
Well, now, one of the things that I want to point out to folks, because I like distinguishing the different kinds of economic development work that communities do, because there are lots of different forms of economic development groups out there. You're actually part of the city of Virginia Beach, whereas a lot of economic development groups they're an amalgamation, so to speak, of city money, local money, private money, public money, and or maybe they're part of the Chamber of Commerce. There are a lot of different ways to organize economic development effort, but you're part of the city, aren't you?
Yeah. Our model here in Virginia Beach and actually throughout Hampton Roads is that each city or county has its own economic development department, a function of the local government. And so I'm a member of the city, and although, you know, this chamber is a nonprofit business organization within our region, it is a separate function, but quite naturally, because of our desire to support and advocate for small and large businesses, we work very closely. I like to think more of in a hand glove type of operation. So we depend
heavily on
the chamber.
That is so admirable, Warren. That is so admirable, and I'll tell you why. I see this a lot, folks. As I travel around, I see the kind of relationship that Warren is describing all over the place. But I also, from time to time, run into areas, Warren, where the chamber and the economic development and maybe the politicians who run in the government don't always get along. And that's when you're fighting internally against yourself, and you're going to lose when you do that, aren't you?
Well, not only are you going to lose, but I think you're sending the wrong message to your business community. I mean, the functions and our functions are so parallel, and the relationship is so strong that I think we're able to, in one voice, really stand up and advocate for businesses. And that, I think, in turn, gives the government a more informed position about what the challenges are out in the business community, and we're able to work together to advocate and advance their important causes.
Right. Now, Warren, nobody's listening around you in the nearby area. Everybody listening is all. None of you. Nobody listening is a competitor of yours. Okay. So I want you to.
Sure.
I want you. Everybody's like at least 1,000 miles away from you right now. Okay. So I want you to tell them the secret of your success.
Well, I think that, you know, it may not be a secret, but it comes from just building relationships. I mean, the first and foremost goal that we try to establish with businesses that are both considering Virginia Beach to grow or expand, or our existing business community, is truly to establish a relationship with them, let them know that we are available and a resource to them to assist them in their various issues. And oftentimes, right, you know, the step that requires most is just to listen and to formulate a strategy along with them to solve their problems.
Right.
So it's really a relationship-building process.
So how do you get involved with a local business or an incoming business? What type of assistance could you provide them?
Well, we first like to think that we are a one-stop shop, that we first reach out for those that are interested in expanding and growing into Virginia Beach, your resource source to try to understand what your requirements are. There may be, you know, whether they're land or existing buildings and various support to establish your presence. So we, you know, use our resources within the city to assist you and put you in a position to make an informed decision.
You probably help them with education, helping
education,
the local education
groups. It could
groups.
Be permitting process. It could be understanding the tax structure. It could be
workforce.
You know, the issues going. Workforce development is probably the biggest issue going forward with businesses, to make sure they
right.
can attract and retain, you know, the skilled labor force that they're looking for. So we do very strong work in assisting and identifying, you know, what their workforce needs are as well.
That's a huge issue, isn't it? Because when anybody wants to locate a business in your area, one of the first things they're going to ask is, who are going to be my employees? Are they qualified for my work?
You know, that paradigm has shifted. It used to be, you know, what's the tax structure or what's the cost of doing business?
Right.
You know,
and
more today we're finding out what is the availability of the labor force in your marketplace to help my company grow and expand. And so, you know, we have internally, you know, created a department within my office that focused primarily on that whole workforce issue.
Right.
It's really
exactly.
made a difference for us to really connect that issue with the various resources within the community, whether it's the community college or whether there are other various employment programs within the region that we are able to bring forward in a discussion with the business owner.
Right. Warren, can you stay with me a little bit longer? Can you stay with me one
sure.
more segment?
I'm
going to get you to stay with me one more second. I've got some more questions for you, and we'll do that right after these messages. Warren Harris, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be back with us right after these messages. After that, we're going to have Steve Copeland, who's a Small Business Award winner, and then we're going to have Jack Hornbeck. He's the president of the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Heart bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate on the road, broadcasting on the road. I got different equipment on the road, folks, so if it sounds different, it's because it is different. Hopefully it's not much different. Just a little bit. I'm actually in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and which is hard by to Hampton Roads, and I'm being hosted, by the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce and all the other folks who support this area, Hampton Roads Small Business Development Center, the City of Virginia Beach, because we got Warren Harris with us right now. He works for Economic Development Department of the City of Virginia Beach, and we're talking about economic development. Why don't you give us your website there, Warren, and so my audience can go there and check out what you guys are doing.
Sure. Website, it's, of course, www.yesvirginiabeach.com. And,
yes,
VirginiaBeach.com? VirginiaBeach.com, yes, sir.
All right.
And a very strong resource for information. And, you know, you'll not only get information and statistical data on the City of Virginia Beach, but we've also imported podcasts on our website. So you can actually hear.
High tech, huh?
Yeah, trying to get there with trying to connect with those that have interest in Virginia Beach. And
what are the podcasts about?
Well, we have several of them, and each month we feature a different topic. So There's a wide range. We've had topics about what our target industries are within Virginia Beach. We've most recent podcast, tying it to our earlier conversations on workforce development, our workforce readiness program that we have here in the city. And, you know, we've talked to Men's Health, Roy Johnson, editor-in-chief, talking about wellness and business and fitness for your workers and
what
and
a life. Great what a great way to market your community, to let people know the vision, the values of your community. What a great thing for you guys to do. That's really impressive, Warren. I'm proud of you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. It, and you know, there's a lot of clutter, if you will, out there in the economic development world, and you try.
Yeah, but people are looking. Warren, people are looking for that kind of those kinds of things. They're looking for. They're looking for people who are capable of expressing their vision, of expressing their values, and it saves them a lot of time. They don't have to go meet everybody. They can kind of get a flavor, a taste for how our community is. I mean, more and more people are not looking for tax breaks or you know, maybe not necessarily the lowest housing or whatever, but they're looking for quality of life because they figure that, you know, the other stuff is competitive. You're going to be competitive on a lot of the areas, but sometimes the attitudes of a community isn't always competitive. You know, there are communities out there that are dysfunctional, and there are communities that are very functional. And from
That's
what I've
correct.
Seen with
yeah.
you guys, you guys are very functional. All right, I want to talk about back to your economic development. What kind of industries are you guys looking for in this area?
Well, you know, we have a very diverse economy here in Virginia Beach and the Hampton Roads area. And so, you know, as a region, there's literally a multitude of industry sectors that fit well. Of course, with the large, you know, port, the Port of Virginia here in our back door, we
right.
get a lot of benefit from that. So there's obviously a element of workforce and maritime related industries that are here. There's a defense contracting, our proximity to Washington D.C. and the level of military presence here. So military and defense contracting is very strong. We have an emerging modeling and simulation activities in our region, and so that whole technology centered around modeling and simulating various applications,
right.
moving it from the military application into both commercial and even some cases medical is a very growing
technology transfer.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly. So, you know, manufacturing, it's probably not, it's probably going to be more of what we refer to as advanced manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
where it's very, you know, automated.
Non-smokestack, typically. Non-smokestack, right?
You got it. You know, it's just, you know, you mentioned that whole quality of life and the fact that as a city, you know, Virginia Beach, we, you know, we are a resort city, so we get the benefit of a volume of tourists, a number of about 3 million annually that come into the community. And they do like not only to enjoy the resort area, but also the other areas of the city. And
right.
so, you know, we introduce ourselves to the world literally with what we think to be quality development and business opportunities that not only benefit the existing community, but
right.
for those tourists that may look at Virginia Beach as a place to also to.
Warren, let me
stop
you for a second and ask you a question. In general, how does your area, this community, Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads, how does it compare from an economic standpoint? How does it compare to, the national economy?
Well, I think, you know, we've had our issues here, you know, with the housing slump. I think we're somewhat insulated because we do have a stabilizing factor, and that's just, again, that's called the military. I mean, that really helps to stabilize
yeah.
our community. So we don't have the large swings in our
yeah.
economy that some other communities unfortunately have experienced. So
right.
We are weathering, you know, this economic downturn right now quite fine, and there's some
right.
growth sectors that are out there.
Give us the website one more time, Warren.
www.yesvirginiabeach.com.
Hey, thanks, Warren, for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on your success.
Jim, thanks very much, and thanks for having me.
Warren Harris, ladies and gentlemen, Director of the Economic Development Department of the City of Virginia Beach. Quick break, right back with our champion, small business owner, Steve Copler. Hey, with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.